Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. This is an injury show. As you know, we are injury attorneys. Our law firm is Bell and Pollack. Brad Pollack is not with us today. He's in trial, actually, doing an injury case in trial in Adams County. So we're going to be talking about our injury subject today. Our injury subject today is our neck injuries. We're talking about neck injuries. You know, our usual scenario is a motor vehicle accident, but we do car crash cases all over the state of Colorado, big ones, small ones, medium ones, any kinds of car crash case. We do workers' compensation cases all over the state of Colorado, and we have an office in Greenwood Village, an office in Denver, and an office in Steamboat Springs, and we cover the entire state of Colorado. If you've been injured, you can give us a call at 303-795-5900. 795-5900. In the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989. And of course, anytime, anywhere, from the comfort of your own computer or tablet or phone, you can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. And by the way, we got a new feature on our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can give suggestions, critique on any of our shows. We have a live talk show on Saturday morning. We have these injury shows that air on a variety of stations just to educate you, to teach you, to help hopefully give you a level playing field with the insurance company for the at-fault party who's going to try to beat you and defeat you. We've repeated this and said this many, many times. This insurance company, you're in a car accident, you've been injured, you're hurt, you got a treat, you don't know exactly what to do. We've said many, many times that incident, that event, that crash, that collision is not an ordinary day for you. It doesn't happen all the time, and hopefully it never happens. But when it does, it's not an ordinary day or event for you. But guess what? It is an ordinary day, and it is an ordinary event for the insurance company, for the at-fault party, the one who caused the accident, and they're highly trained, they're well-educated. You know, sometimes they have their own doctors down the hallway. They've got doctors on call. They have their own attorneys. They don't want you to get an attorney. They don't want you to have a lawyer. But they have their own attorneys. They can consult with them. They're educated by them. They give them seminars. They give them presentations. And how do we know all this? We've taken these people's depositions over the years. We've learned how they adjust cases. We've been doing this for over 30 years, representing injured victims. We can represent you. We can help you. We can give you a free initial consultation. And by the way, part of the free initial consultation is our free legal game plan. We've got 30-plus years of experience packed into this legal game plan. It's all tailored to you, your case, your medical condition, your injuries, your accident, your crash, your collision, whether it's a motorcycle, a drunk driver, a truck. You deserve a legal game plan. You can put our experience to work for you. Okay, today we're talking about being injured in our typical example is a car crash. Maybe it's a T-bone crash. Maybe it's a rear-end crash. Maybe it's offset crash. Those are important. Your attorney needs to know how the accident happened. It needs to know, your attorney needs to know what your body position was in the car. Why? It's very important because in engineering talk, sometimes your neck is torqued. Sometimes you're turning your head one way or the other. Sometimes you're leaning over. You're stopped. You're at a stoplight. You're at a stop sign. You pick up something in the seat. You're not moving. You can do that. You reach over to get into the glove box. Some people do that. Or you just got your head turned. Maybe you're looking at traffic to your right. Maybe you're looking at something to your right or to your left. When you do that, it puts extra torque on your neck. Try it right now. If you turn it, it's tightened one way and loose the other way. And that's the way it works. You and your attorney need to understand the mechanism of injury. Those are very important words. The mechanism of injury, meaning specifically, how did you hurt your neck? Specifically, how did you get injured in your neck in this car crash? Well, we all know that maybe if you get rear-ended, your head accelerates and decelerates forward and backward rapidly. The acceleration and deceleration can injure your neck, can injure your ligaments, can cause what they call whiplash, which for many years insurance companies tried to make that a dirty word, whiplash, a dirty word. You're wearing a soft collar, and therefore you must be a fraud. You must be faking it. You must not be injured very much, or you wouldn't be wearing a soft collar. But guess what? That's in the protocol of treatments by medical doctors all over the country. A soft collar, alternative medicine, acupuncture, which we're going to talk about today, Massage therapy. Oh, you're getting massages. You must not be hurt. Physical therapy. Injections. So you need to know specifically how your neck was hurt. Your attorney needs to know specifically the medicine dealing with the neck. And that's how you present your claim. How was your neck specifically injured? Maybe you have a transverse processae fracture. Maybe you need facet joint injections. Maybe you got a facet injury. You need to know. Your attorneys need to know the medicine. But you need to know this information so you can have a level playing field with the insurance company. And guess what? They already know these things. They've got computer programs. They've got doctors that tell them. They've got training sessions. They know how to approach a neck case. They know how to approach any case. But today we're talking about neck injury specifically. You're hit in a car. A truck hits you. You're on a motorcycle. But you have an accident. Our example, as I said, is a car crash example. So you have an accident and your neck starts hurting. Maybe it starts swelling. Maybe you think it's no big deal. A lot of people refuse at the scene to go to the emergency room. Guess what? Later, the insurance companies try to use that against you. You were injured. You didn't complain to anybody at the scene. They say, the insurance company and their lawyers who try to beat you. You refused an ambulance. Well, you must not have a problem. They know full well that many people don't want to go to the ambulance, to the emergency room. Many people don't want to go in an ambulance. Sometimes they self-drive themselves there later. Sometimes they hope against hope that maybe this is just a temporary, transitory process with regard to the pain, the swelling, and that maybe it'll just go away. A lot of people do that. A lot of people don't want to be subjected to the ambulance, subjected to the emergency room right away. They want to go home and see if it's going to get better. And sometimes it does. Sometimes it doesn't. And when it doesn't and you want to make a claim, then these insurance companies check it off. You didn't go in the ambulance. You didn't go to the emergency room. As a matter of fact, when the police officer asked you if you were hurt, you said no. You denied it. Denied being hurt. Denied loss of consciousness. Denied neck pain. That's how they set this up to begin with. And then, as we've said before in previous shows, they talk to you about and they want to find out about pre-existing conditions. Did you ever have a sore neck before? You might have had a sore neck 15 years ago. You might have gone to a chiropractor. You might have been working in the yard, but you had a sore neck, and they say that's bad. They say they're going to beat you. They don't tell you that outright. It's implied. It's in the nature of the situation. It's in the nature of the insurance animal. That's what you've got to face, and you need to know what to do. Okay, so you're injured in a car crash. You've got neck pain. What do you do? You know, the first thing you need to concentrate on is to take care of yourself medically. I mean, to heck with everything else, you got to take care of yourself medically. But if you're going to be at the scene, then we have shows on what you do at the scene, what you do in the first call to the insurance adjuster, what you need to know in the first call to the insurance adjuster. But let's say you've got this neck pain. Let's say you don't go to the emergency room, you don't take an ambulance ride, you go home, you hope it's going to get better. And so that's the way this thing gets set up. And then you realize, and a lot of people do this, that it's not getting better. It's actually getting worse. A lot of people come in and say to us, well, you know, I didn't go to the ambulance, I didn't go to the emergency room, I went home, but the next morning I could hardly get out of bed. Or the next morning it was killing me. Or the next morning I could see the pain was increasing and my neck was stiff and I couldn't turn. So the first thing you got to do then is seek a medical help, maybe your PCP, maybe an urgent care center, but you've got to go because we've told you many, many times the insurance companies look at those records and they look to see when you first went to the doctor, when you first sought medical attention. And that's what you need to concentrate on. That's what you need to work on. You need to protect yourself. And when you go to the emergency room or the doctor, even if you waited the next day, you must tell them all legitimate symptoms. Don't leave anything out. Don't make anything up. We always preach that in our law firm, but don't leave anything out because a lot of people just kind of suck it up and I'll just tell the doctor a little bit about the symptoms here and a little bit about the symptoms there. You must make full disclosure to the doctor. So what have we learned so far in this show? You've got to make sure that you know the mechanism of injury. How did your neck get hurt? What was it? Did you hit your head on the side of the door? Did you hit it on the window? Did you hit it on the steering wheel? Did you hit it on the headrest? Were you accelerated and decelerated rapidly, forward, backward? Now, what are your symptoms? We got to concentrate on that. And you know, there's a variety of symptoms that can occur with regard to a neck injury. And you know, and today we're going to be talking about some of the alternative forms of treatment that you need to look at. How do you prepare for a medical visit? And also, we're going to be talking about the atlantoaxial injury in your neck. And you say, what is that? Well, that is very, very big and very important. And a lot of times I've heard doctors, and I've used it in court before, you know, atlantoaxial injury is an unstable neck. And I'm going to cover the medicine a little bit in the show today. But it's tantamount and equal to and comparable to standing in a rowboat, holding weights and trying to lift weights. Holding weights, free weights in each hand, not a barbell. Free weights in each hand, trying to do that while you got a little bit of rough, rocky water. And guess what? Atlantoaxial injuries are very serious. They occur right at the top of the cervical part of the spine. Cervical is the neck, C1, C2. And when you have an atlantoaxial injury, which is difficult to diagnose and hard to diagnose, it is very serious. But the insurance company is going to want to tell you that you just have a sore neck, you got some sore muscles, it's all going to resolve, and you'll be fine. And after the break, we're going to tell you why you won't be fine and what you can do about it. Our law firm is Bell & Pollock. I'm Gary Bell. Brad Pollock's not with us today. He's in trial. As you know, he's on most shows here. We're talking about neck injuries. We're talking about information to give you a heads up, to give you an edge, to give you a level playing field with the insurance company for the at-fault party who's going to try to beat you and defeat you. Information is empowering. That's what you need. That's what you want, and that's what we give to you. Bell and Pollock, injury attorneys, champions of the people. We'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
Injured and confused? Confused about your injuries? Confused about the insurance company? Confused about which attorney to hire? So let's talk about attorneys. Let's get real clear on attorneys. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. You get to choose your attorney. So how do you choose? Experience? Yes. Handles only injury cases? Yes. Someone the insurance company knows? Yes. And respects? Of course. Attorneys who have been very successful representing their clients? Yes. Attorneys who don't deal in a hodgepodge of everything? Only injury cases? Mandatory. Attorneys who know all the tricks of the insurance company? Absolutely. Welcome to the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We do injury cases. We're known as the champions of the people. For a reason. We champion people's causes and legal cases. Our website is championsofthepeople.com for a reason. The reason is you. Come to championsofthepeople.com and see what that choice can do for you. Life has choices. Make your choice count. championsofthepeople.com. There really isn't any other choice.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. I'm Gary Bell. We're usually along with Brad Pollock, but Brad Pollock's in trial this week, in an injury trial, helping somebody because the insurance company won't pay fair compensation. Pay a little bit, but not fair compensation. And you know, then these insurance companies don't want to pay, that you're going to have to sometimes go to trial to see if you can make them pay. That's a jury trial. Sometimes you might have served on a jury. That's exactly what they're counting on. They're counting on the fact that you're going to minimize this injury. You're going to minimize the damages to this injury. We, the insurance company, are going to try to make you believe this is just a sore neck. It's a muscle strain, some muscle sprain, and everything's going to be okay. And, you know, it should have resolved by now. You know, it's been 2 years, but it should have resolved within the first 3 months. But it didn't. resolve. You know, and some of them do resolve. And if that's the case, that's fine. That's the truth. That's what we got to get down to. Got to get down to the truth. But some of them don't resolve. And so what they try to pitch it as, these insurance companies try to pitch it as a neck strain or sprain. They have their own doctors. They have their doctors examine you. You better know what you're doing when you go through one of these so-called independent medical examinations. They're not independent at all. These insurance companies hire these doctors to examine you, to write a report that's biased, that's in the insurance company's favor. And some of these reports are just incredible. So you need to have experienced attorneys on your side. You know, you can call us at any time, 303-795-5900, 795-5900. In the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989. And anytime, anywhere, you can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. And we got a new feature on our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can go there. You can give feedback on this show. You can give feedback on our live Saturday morning show. It's a call-in show. And, you know, by the way, if you've never seen our live call-in show, we do a show where you can call in and ask us any legal question on any legal subject, even though we're injury attorneys. We've been doing that for years, just helping people. A lot of people have legal questions, boundary disputes, car problems, tree problems, loose animal problems. Farming problems. We had one gentleman call us with about beehives. And so we're there every week to help people, ordinary people, answer the questions, and we help them. A lady called us last Saturday, and she was interested in a name change. She was very frustrated with her name change, and so we helped her. But these shows that you're listening to right here, right now, are injury shows. We talk about injury subjects. And why do we do this show? Because you need the information. These insurance companies have the information. For too many years, too many times, we've seen the insurance companies have the superior knowledge, the superior information, and use it against you. That's got to stop. And with us, that's going to stop. If you see it, come see us. You get a free initial consultation, which includes a free legal game plan. What's your game plan? That's trademark protected. We put our 30 years plus experience into that legal game plan. And guess what? It's all tailored to you. Your accident. How did the accident happen? Your medical condition. Did you have a previous neck problem or not? That's a different game plan. Were you hit by a drunk driver? That's a different game plan. How did your neck get injured, since we're talking about neck injuries today? What was the mechanism of injury? That's part of your legal game plan. What's the best way to approach the insurance company? What are the policy limits? All of this and much, much more goes into Bell & Pollock's legal game plan. Designed for you, tailored for you. All of our experience, all of our years of experience, packed into the legal game plan. And that's what we need to know, and that's what you need to know. We need to know about you so we can help you and win for you, so that you won't be defeated or mitigated or reduced by these insurance companies. Okay, we're talking about neck injuries today. So the first thing, you got to see how the mechanism of injury, you got to see how your neck was injured. You got to make sure that you properly, truthfully document your injuries. These insurance companies look for documentation. Well, you say, what's that? Those are your medical records. They look to see what symptoms you reported to the doctor, your first visit, your fifth visit, your tenth visit. Did you overtreat? Did you undertreat? And by the way, as long as I'm on that subject, this is very fascinating. Because if you treat a lot, which they think you should, if you treat a lot, they sometimes and generally say, well, you overtreated. You didn't need all that treatment. And if you don't treat, or you treat very sparsely, or relatively few treatments, they say, well, you really weren't injured, or you would have treated. They can't have it both ways, but they try. And that's what they try to do. Sometimes they say, you know, you've been to a chiropractor, and you've been to 30 visits, and we think that's unreasonable. Our computer program says you shouldn't have been treated 30 treatments on your neck. You shouldn't have had that, because that's over-treatment. So we're not going to pay for that. Matter of fact, we only think you needed 10 treatments. But you say your neck is still hurting. They say, the insurance company says, there was a little property damage in the car. That's what they love. And I ask you right now, have you ever gone to a doctor? Have you ever been to a doctor, let's say from an accident, and the doctor asks you, you know, I don't really know what's wrong with you until you tell me how much property damage you had to your car. I mean, what happened to your car? What happened to the bumper? What happened to the trunk? I mean, did you have low property damage? High property damage? Well, I as a doctor. Have you ever heard a doctor say that? Of course not. They treat your symptoms. They do an objective clinical examination. They see what's going on with you, how it affects your daily activities, your activities of daily living, how this neck injury is debilitating or getting worse. And by the way, maybe an initial diagnosis might be muscle strain or sprain in your neck, but it persists, the pain persists. And if you don't respond, what do they do? They give you pain medication and they give you muscle relaxants. Pain medication and muscle relaxants, that's the general protocol. There are some exceptions to that. And everybody's going to just wait and see how you do. Because if it all gets better, fine. But if it doesn't get better, then the pain medicine helped you and the muscle relaxants didn't evidently work as good as we wanted. And therefore, we've got to go further in our differential diagnosis, meaning I had an initial diagnosis as a doctor, but this could be more serious. You keep coming back to me as the doctor, and I'm not a doctor. I'm just telling you the story. You keep coming back, and you keep treating. And so, therefore, I may have to do some additional tests. I may have to do an X-ray. But the resolution of an X-ray is not as fine or as good as an MRI. So I may have to do an MRI. I may have to do a CT scan. Some neck injuries don't show up on those objective tests. But the insurance company will tell you, you had a normal X-ray, so what's your problem? What's the problem with your neck? You must just have a muscle strain. Because muscle strains don't show up on the neck, and we don't see anything wrong. There's nothing wrong. Our insurance doctors don't see anything wrong on the X-ray. It's not positive for anything. It's negative. It's normal. In doctor talk, it's, quote, unremarkable, end quote. Maybe you have some DDD, degenerative disc disease, so that must be your problem. You need to know how to approach this. You need to know how to fight this because you do not want to live with this neck problem the rest of your life with them considering, well, you had low property damage or you weren't injured at all or you just must have a sore neck because all your objective tests, your MRIs, your X-rays are negative. They're unremarkable. They're not positive. They don't show anything wrong with you. So what's wrong with you? I'm going to tell you. You can have facet problems. You can have headaches, which they want to classify as muscle tension headaches, not neurologically derived, not nerve-based, not derived from an injured nerve or an irritated nerve root at C1, cervical 1, or C2, cervical 2. They want to say to you, it's just a muscle-related injury, and muscles will heal. And so what's your problem? There's microscopic bleeding can occur, causes headaches, causes pain, causes a range of motion problems. You can't turn to the right. You can't turn to the left. There's no flexion or extension problems. You have limited flexion, limited extension. You need to know these things. A neck injury isn't just an ordinary, humdrum, run-of-the-mill neck injury. It's your neck. It's your life. And this has to be proven bigger than life. This has to be brought to the forefront in living color. This has to be proved. There's ways to do it. And if you have a facet joint injury, they don't show up on these tests. Sometimes they need to be treated with injections. Sometimes nerve ablations. Sometimes rhizotomies. The medical treatment for the neck is very critical. You need to know those. And so the neck injury has to be diagnosed. You have to look at the mechanism of injury. You have to go through the treatment. You have to report honestly and truthfully and completely all of your symptoms to the doctor. You have to follow the regimen of treatment recommended by the doctors, and you have to know what to do legally. That's where you can put our legal game plan in effect for you, for your neck injury. That's what we're talking about today, neck injuries. It's so easy for these insurance companies to attack you. Sometimes you're wondering, well, how am I going to prove this, or what am I going to do? I'm explaining to you there's ways to do it, and this is just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, there's many, many ways to prove and go after these neck injuries. You want to know if it's going to be long-lasting because in a year, if you're still having the neck injuries, you're still having the headaches from the neck injury, you're still having maybe dizziness, maybe you've got pain radiating down your arms, radiculopathy, maybe you've got radiculitis, maybe you've got a chemical radiculopathy in your spine, maybe you've had a chemical, internal, invisible reaction by the rapid acceleration, deceleration of your neck that causes pain, numbness, tingling. Maybe you got a nerve injury. Maybe it's more than just a muscle injury. Maybe there's more than just a stretching of the ligaments. Maybe you've got a displaced disc. Maybe you had retrolisthesis, anteriolisthesis. You need to know. You need attorneys that understand this stuff. You need attorneys that understand you. Bell and Pollock, we've got offices in Greenwood Village, Denver, and Steamboat Springs. Put our experience to work for you. Our telephone number, 303-795-5900, 795-5900. In the mountains, you can call us at 970-879-8080. You can give us a call or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. Anytime, anywhere. It works on tablets. It works on phones. You can reach us in an instant. We're available to you. We can call you back 24/7. We're there for you. Bell and Pollock, we are your champions of the people.
For an extraordinary lunch, as fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients, Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style, all made fresh on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers. Made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
Injured and confused? Confused about your injuries? Confused about the insurance company? Confused about which attorney to hire? So let's talk about attorneys. Let's get real clear on attorneys. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. You get to choose your attorney. So how do you choose? Experience? Yes. Handles only injury cases? Yes. Someone the insurance company knows? Yes. And respects? Of course. Attorneys who have been very successful representing their clients? Yes. Attorneys who don't deal in a hodgepodge of everything? Only injury cases? Mandatory. Attorneys who know all the tricks of the insurance company? Absolutely. Welcome to the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We do injury cases. We're known as the champions of the people. For a reason, we champion people's causes and legal cases. Our website is championsofthepeople.com. For a reason. The reason is you. Come to championsofthepeople.com and see what that choice can do for you. Life has choices. Make your choice count. championsofthepeople.com. There really isn't any other choice.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We are injury attorneys. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We've been helping injured victims just like you for over 30 years. We have a legal game plan, a free legal game plan. We put all of our experience into this legal game plan. It's trademark protected. You get your free legal game plan when you have a free initial consultation with our law firm, Bell and Pollock. It's tailored to your case, your injuries, your situation. Okay, now we've been talking about neck injuries today, and I want to kind of wrap up with this atlantoaxial neck injury. What is that? It's basically, in English language, an instability of the neck. It's unstable. And I said at the top of the show, I compare it to maybe holding, being in a rowboat, choppy water, and trying to lift weights, standing up, and trying to maintain your balance. Think about that. An unstable neck for the rest of your life is very serious. An atlantoaxial injury is very serious. They're harder to diagnose. You know, some of the symptoms might be, you know, unstable neck, frequent pain. And so a lot of these symptoms mask or are covered by other diagnoses. So it's harder to diagnose. An atlantoaxial injury deals with cervical 1 and cervical 2. That's right at the top of your spine. That's right by the brain. You got ligaments and tendons, and so when you injure this atlantoaxial junction, joint, or C1 or C2, it can be very debilitating, very painful, and the insurance company then still calls it maybe just a muscle injury. It's no big deal. It's not worth that much. We're not going to pay you for that type of injury. You need attorneys who understand atlantoaxial injuries. You need doctors who understand the injuries and can properly diagnose this through various techniques. But you need to know. You need to understand the situation. You can talk to any doctor you want to about atlantoaxial injuries. We're not doctors. But as you know, we've preached all along that attorneys need to know the medicine before they can help their client. Because you don't know the medicine and you don't know the law. And so you need it. That's where you need your help. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900 or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can even make suggestions about this show or any of our shows at championsofthepeople.com. You can get any of our podcasts. You can get to our website. You can figure out what to do. You can get to the tab or the button that tells you what to do with the first contact with the insurance adjuster. What do you do? What do you say? You can do that. And you can also figure out what you do today to protect yourself in advance of an accident. I'm Gary Bell. Our law firm is Bell & Pollock. We are injury attorneys. We have a lot of experience to put to work for you. Give us a call. We'll help you put your life back together again. Bell & Pollock, because we are your champions of the people.